We are at the HR Tech Convention going on here in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. And I am joined by, is it Sean?
Yes.
And he's with a company called Jobma. What do you guys do, Sean?
So Jobma is an AI digital interviewing, assessment, and screening platform.
Okay.
How it works is a lot of organizations that utilize our platform, they take on Jobma for our pre-recorded or one-way video interviewing,
yeah,
as well as our live interviewing, screening assessments, and just the ability to utilize AI to assess candidates' interviews.
Now, what makes you guys different from your competitors? Because I believe there's some others that are right here, yes, at the convention that do very similar work. So what makes you guys stand out?
There's a few things. So we only provide live support for the organizations that use us, as well as live support for candidates. We also provide candidate net promoter score for the organizations where candidates could identify if the interview, maybe they were confused about certain questions based off of their feedback. If they liked the interview, they could provide those feedbacks back to the organization. Okay. I think a big thing in companies today is being able to provide a great interview experience and candidate experience for candidates. So by us providing that, just kind of highlights that organization takes that really serious within the organization itself. Along with our ATS integrations, we work with a lot of partnerships as well as native integrations. So we build those out. We don't rely on third parties. So that's something that's valued by organizations.
Is there a sweet spot for Jobma, or as far as a vertical, what kind of companies do you prefer to work with or do you work well with?
Well, we work with organizations of all sizes. We work with a lot of your enterprise-level organizations, mid-size-level organizations. When the organization first started, I think our sweet spot started off with SMBs, just being able to give them the ability to scale their business and just level the playing field. But our sweet spot now is more towards large, mid-size to enterprise-level organizations.
And how have you been able to grow the business and get in front of those folks? I assume like events like this?
Yeah, perfect. So a lot of it is marketing, a ton of marketing. We run a free trial pilot program for a lot of organizations looking to test out. If you look at organizations today, I think Forbes released an article that indicates about 60% of organizations kind of just transition to asynchronous video interview. So a lot of it is just looking at the market, providing the best ROI for an organization, proving the business case, and then just positioning ourselves well.
Where do you see you guys moving and growing? You know, what are your plans for the rest of 2024? You know, what's on the horizon for Jobma that you can at least share with us?
Yeah, so it's been a ton of growth. I think we've grown 3x within the first year since last year to this year.
Congratulations.
Right, we're in a market where we are hiring, where a lot of organizations kind of just slowed the pace. Right now, we have a little over 3,000 customers. We're operating in more than 50 different countries, and then we support more than 18 different languages. So just momentum, keeping with the momentum, kind of leading into next year and just driving forward.
Yeah. Sky's the limit.
But we're trying to go a little bit more than the sky, maybe space.
The universe.
The universe
is the limit.
Yeah.
Where are you guys based out of?
So the headquarters is based in Minnesota. I'm based in New York City.
There obviously is a great website people can check out.
Yes, jobma.com, J-O-B-M-A.com.
And what would they find on the website?
So they'd find out information about, they could request case studies, some of the use cases. We work with a lot of organizations, MIT, Mayo Clinic, Nerdy or Varsity Tutors. So they'll find case studies that we've done with some of these organizations, as well as features, they can request demos, ROI calculator, knowledge-based articles, everything.
It's all there. How has the HR Tech Expo been going for you so far?
To be honest with you, I've been coming to HR Tech for a very long time. I think what I liked about this year's event is we did find a lot of qualified attendees. In terms of, I think we're doing a really good job in terms of brand recognition. A lot of attendees that did come came directly to our booth without having to just go and run after and chase after. So it was more of everyone coming directly and knowing what they wanted and then just coming to do a demo and learning about the product.
Right. Well, Sean, thank you for stopping by. Appreciate it, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. I appreciate it.